What's up, guys? This is Dante, Glenn's assistant, and you're listening to the Energy Awareness Training Podcast. Enjoy.
Hi, it's Glenn Ackerman, Energy Awareness Training, with today's video, something you're going to really enjoy. Today's video is on manifestation. Manifestation. The ability to create something in the physical world from an invisible concept, from a vision, from an idea, from an intention. Does that really work? Does this stuff really work? You know, maybe some of you saw that movie that came out, what was it, about 10 years ago called The Secret, that says all you have to do is just visualize what you want and it's gonna happen. You guys heard that one? And there were a lot of stories about people visualizing stuff, intending stuff to happen. You know, I remember one kid said, I visualized a red wagon, you know, coming in, and, you know, 3 weeks later, there was a red wagon in front of my house that my grandfather put for me. Oh, great. There was other people manifesting. There were some great stories on that. Well, let's talk about this. Does it really work? And if it does, how do you do it? I mean, wouldn't that be great if we could just manifest the things that we want in our lives? Holy smokes. You know, we saw, some of us who were kids, the show I Dream of Genie. Remember having a magic genie in a bottle that all you have to do is, you know, you got your three wishes and you just give them and they materialize? Well, we know life's not like that, don't we? We know that we want things and we intend to have things, and sometimes they happen, a lot of times they don't. Sometimes it takes a long time to have them, sometimes they never come. So how does this manifestation deal work, and how does it work with energy awareness? Okay, so that's what I want to talk to you about today, the concept of manifestation and energy awareness training. Well, if you've seen any of my videos, you've heard me say that we live in an energetic world, that everything that we're doing is energy, including manifestation. You may have heard me talk about some of the energetic laws, one of them which is that everything that is seen comes from the unseen. Everything that is visible comes from the invisible, okay? So, you know, I'm recording this and the camera's on a table. Got this table, there's a big long conference table here in my office. And if you look at this table, according to the energetic law, this physical thing came from an invisible substance, came from an idea, a vision. You can't see ideas, you can't see visions. Just like you can't see energy, but you can see how the energy moves, you can see the results of what the energy produces. And if you study energy awareness training and you learn how energy works, you can see things that most people can't see. You can do things that most people can't do. And you're able to be able to see into the future. Why is that, seeing into the future, if you know energy training? How's that? Well, it goes this way. All of us are energy. Human beings, tables, air, weather, activities, jobs, everything in this world, being an energetic planet, is energy. And energy has certain dynamics to it. It has a direction. It has a frequency. It's moving. It has a power. It has a purpose. And it gives off information. Now, that's important when you're operating and living in an energetic world, because everything that comes to us has certain frequencies, is moving in certain directions, is giving off certain information. And if you can read these energies, as we teach you how to do an energy awareness training, you've got a big advantage over people who don't. So that's why I'm trying to get this work out here, for people to become energetically aware, because not only is it important in making decisions, but it's important in the way you feel about yourself. It's important in your operating, what I call the energetic operating system. And we're either in two places in our energy. We're either in a place of happiness, joy, and possibility, or we're in a place of fear, anxiety, and stress. Two places. And one of them lifts us up, makes us happy. The other one pulls us down and leads us into dark places that we don't want. So I'm mentioning this to you as a preface towards talking about manifestation, because when you're manifesting, when you have invisible ideas, you're working with invisible energies. So when I have an idea or I have a thought, that thought is either moving in one of two directions. So if I have a thought of what could I be? What could I manifest? How good can my life be? How grateful am I for all the blessings in my life? What else is possible for me to do? Well, those are thoughts that are high vibrational energy, because they expand you, they lift you up, they fill you with good things, with ambition, with the sense of possibility and wonderful things happening, right? If I ask questions of, like, why does my life suck, or how come I never get a break, or, you know, my parents, you know, if it wasn't for my parents, I wouldn't be screwed up, or thoughts like that, that's an energy that brings you down, right? All those thoughts, you know, thinking about, you know, going down or being miserable or not having or lacking or needing or feeling sorry for yourself, all those thoughts pull you down. And thoughts become feelings, become emotions, which turn into behaviors, which create our life. Okay, so that's just a little bird's eye view of how the energies work. Okay, so we have energies that want to help us, want to move us up, want to create unlimited possibility for us. And we have energies that want to stop that, that want to prevent us from going into high vibration energy. Its job is to prevent us being in high vibration energy, so it tries to pull us out with worry, with fear, with anxiety, with stress, with thoughts that, oh my gosh, I hope this doesn't happen. Oh my gosh, I hope that doesn't happen, etc. So thoughts, emotions, feelings, behaviors all create an energetic direction, either moving up in high vibration energy or moving down in low vibration energy. Okay? All right, let's move forward. So you may have heard a book called Think and Grow Rich. You ever heard that book? That was one of the first self-help, you know, positive thinking books I read. I think when I was in high school or getting out of high school. And one of the things they say in that book is they say, write down all the things you want, write down the money you want to make, write down this, write down that, you know, and visualize it and read it three times a day and intend for it to happen. So, you know, I'm like 18, I'm going, yeah, man, I'm going to write down, I'm going to make $100,000 a year, which is a lot of money back then, $100,000 a year, financially independent, big shot, yeah. I wrote all this stuff down, and I'm visualizing it. And I gave it 3-4 months. And what happened after that 3 or 4 months? Nothing. Nothing happened after those 3 or 4 months. And I'm thinking, hey, man, the book says it's supposed to happen. You know, it gives examples of all these other people that manifested things. How come it's not happening for me? And this book's a bunch of baloney, and I put it away. And then I would hear from time to time about people visualizing and manifesting stuff, and I would refer back to my experience of, I tried it, you know, been there, done that, doesn't work. Okay, so fast forward a couple of years later, maybe 10 or 15 years later, and then I started studying energy, and I started studying mind science, and I started studying awareness and consciousness principles. And again, they talk about manifesting too. And one of my teachers said, yeah, well, you just gotta, you know, visualize it, feel that you have it, and it'll come to you. So I'm thinking, didn't I do that before? I thought I did that before. All right, I'll try it again. So we're in this community, and they were teaching a technique where, you know, the mind controls everything. The mind is only, you know, does what you says it's going to do. You're the controller of your mind. So you can do whatever you want. You know, human possibility, human potential. So The first thing I did was I visualized, I think I was between businesses at the time, and I visualized $10,000 coming into my life. Okay, I thought, you know, that's something that's either gonna happen or it's not gonna happen. $10,000, and I think I was just at the tail end of business I was running, and it wasn't going well. I think I was almost broke and struggling with this business here. So $10,000, okay. All right, so I wrote it down, and I got the feeling of having $10,000 come in. I thought, yeah, man, I can with that. And I visualized it, and I used a technique to let go or to dissolve any static of, oh, that's a bunch of bulls. Oh, that's not gonna work. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Just kind of let that go. And I just went, yeah, I did, that's the word I used, allow. I allowed $10,000 to come into my life with ease. So, and then you gotta let it go. So I let it go, and when I'm looking around, nothing happening. I'm getting deeper and deeper in the hole in this business I'm doing, and nothing happening. And then 6 weeks later, I was working this business with my partner. The partner says, we're out of funds. We got to close down the business. You know, it's, we gave it a shot, but it's not working. And I'm resigning. He had his part and I was doing my part. I'm going, oh, great. Not only did I not manifest this money, but I'm up the creek here. And now I got no business and I got no money coming in. Great. You know, it's like I manifested the opposite of what I wanted to do. So I'm in this turmoil of, oh, what do I do about this? I'm like, hey, what do I do? And then the idea came up that said, hey, you've got a list, you've got a customer list and a buyer's list. Why don't you make an offer to one of your competitors and see if they want it? Just idea out of the clear blue sky. Okay. So a name came to me, a guy that I know, and I called him up and I said, hey, you know, can you take a meeting here? I got something I think you'd be really interested in. So he was in direct sales, direct marketing. And I said, I'm gonna be shutting down my company that does direct marketing, and we're gonna liquidate our assets. And like to know if you'd, you know, like the list and the assets that I have, you know, for my marketing company. And he said, yeah, I'd be interested in that. And I said, well, here's what I got. You know, what's it worth to you? And he thought about it for a minute. He goes, it's worth $10,000 and not one penny more. I'll give you $10,000 for it right now. That's it. Take it or leave it. And I went, I'll take it. Okay. Wrote me out the spot. Wrote me out a check on the spot. And there it was. Went to the bank and cashed it. 6 weeks after I made the intention to create $10,000, it came in. Now remember, when I made that intention, I had no idea where it was gonna come from. No idea. In fact, I was kind of down about it, to be honest with you, because my business-wise, things were going, you know, down. And but I kept the intention, and I just let go. I let go of it. Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. No problem. And it manifested. Okay. So I can't really explain it. I mentioned it to a couple of friends of mine and they said, oh, that's a coincidence, right? You already had the business going down, right? So it's a coincidence is it a coincidence? I didn't know that marketing list was worth $10,000. I didn't think it was worth anything. If he had said to me, I'll give you $50 for it, I would have taken it. But he offered me $10,000. So coincidence? I don't think so. In fact, if you know quantum science, you know there's no coincidences in this world. Okay. So I decided to try this again. And I wanted to manifest a ski trip I hadn't been skiing in a few years. I love to ski. And this is a period where I was trying to build this business, and there were lean times. So in the group, we wrote down our intentions, and I want an all expense paid skiing trip to a beautiful resort. I wrote that down. I think it was in January. I think it was beginning of the year. And so, ski season usually January, February, March, about 3 months. So I figured, okay, 3 months, give it a shot. So I wrote the intention down, and then I put it away, and I just kind of let go of what happening and see, hey, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. January, February, March, April came, no trip. Ski season was over. Okay. Well, I guess it didn't work. I guess, maybe I just lucked out with the $10,000, but obviously no ski trip came. So I forgot all about it. And then spring came, and then summer came, and then fall came, and then the winter came again. And then right around Christmas time, holiday time, Hanukkah time, I got a call from a friend of mine back east. And they said, hey, I'm coming out to California, going to Mammoth Mountain. I'm going to go skiing for a week. And I don't know anybody out there but you. If I offered you a all-expense-paid ski trip, all you got to do is show up. I'll pay for everything. Would you be willing to come with me and ski with me and hang out? I went, let me see, all expense paid trip resort. Okay, I think I'll say yes to that. Great, we set it up, and that was an adventure in itself, which maybe I'll do a video on someday. But long story short, that's what came in. All expense paid ski trip. I had an absolute blast. Ate and drank first class, and got to stay in a great place, and kind of hung out, with a friend of mine, and I thought, wow, I manifested that. I wrote that down, and even though it didn't happen as fast as I wanted it to, it happened. Cool. So I thought, wow, man, this manifesting stuff, it works. Well, I used it for a couple other things I think I was trying to do, and those things didn't, I think I tried maybe one or two times, and I wasn't aware if they manifested or not, and then I got busy. And what happens is the ego mind, what I call that voice in our head, that voice of distraction, the voice that tries to put us down, the inner critic, the monkey mind, what do you ever call it? I call it the inner terrorist, that voice that's always trying to be negative or scare us or worry us or frighten us, that voice inside, and it's always trying to distract us. Oh, forget that, do this. Oh, forget that, do that. It's just all over the place. Got distracted, and I went on, I forgot all about it. Fast forwarded up to about 12 years ago. And 12 years ago, I had this great business. I was in the natural health juice business. I don't know if you ever heard of a berry called goji or wolfberry, but I became one of the original distributors on a new product that came out back a ways ago, and this thing went huge. And it was one of my biggest business successes that I ever had. Had an international distribution network selling this juice. And I set it up so that, people would buy it. Once they signed up, they'd buy it every month. And I really was hands off. I didn't, it was passive income. I'm like, yeah, man. So I was able to travel all over the world, take my dad, who just became widowed, took him to Hawaii, took him to the Bahamas. We had a great time, father and son. It's one of the best times in my life. And unfortunately, though, as the energetic laws state, we live in a world of duality, which is What goes up comes down. What comes in comes out. What goes left goes right, etc. So the, I don't know if you guys remember the recession of 2008, 2009, but that hit my business like a ton of bricks. And like millions of people, my business started to evaporate in the recession. People didn't have time for, or didn't have the money, let's say, for exotic juices or exotic products, man. It was about survival. And my six-figure business just plummeted into nothing. And I had a little bit saved. And so I tried feverishly to get something going on. And I couldn't get anything going on. I mean, I just tried to, you know, this, tried this product, market this thing, tried this opportunity, nothing. So by about 2010, money ran out and I was broke. My business was gone. I had to start again. And like this says in the book, it was the worst of times, but it was the best of times too. Because little did I know that there was more than one thing happening for me at the time. And there's the physical world, the third dimensional world that we live in, and there's the higher dimensional world that we can't see, but there's always going on. It's always affecting us. So in the example that I gave you, every thought, every behavior, every action that we take is creating a direction. And it's either a high vibration energy direction, it's something that we want, it's something that's good for us, it's something that's gonna help us out and have a better life, or it's something that's gonna take us down, it's something that's, it's gonna worry, it's gonna frighten us, going to be not good for us. So I was in this situation and I hadn't done any visualization or anything like that. I couldn't believe this. I couldn't believe that this thing happened to me. And yeah, it was really something. It was really something. And a lot of people got hit, but some people didn't get hit with that recession. Some people kept going on. I wasn't one of the lucky ones. So it was about starting again. And it was about starting on a new road, leaving the road that I had been on beforehand, leaving it behind, and charting a new road. And even though in the third dimension, in the physical world, it seemed like misery and suffering and lack and struggle, that process actually was a high vibrational direction because it was cleaning me out of old energies. I had to deal with, you know, stuff coming up, you know, self-worth. Especially when you lose your business or you go through a sense of loss or transition, stuff comes up, you know, about being successful, about being worthy, about being in control. One thing I'm going to be doing a video on is the imposter syndrome. You know, the thoughts come up. You know, you were just lucky. You know, but your luck has run out. You know, and this voice. The voice inside you, it loves to torment you, just loves it. And it tormented me every day. You're never gonna be successful again. You were a fraud, you were an imposter. You just lucked out. Now it's all gonna be crap. That's the voice I'm listening to every day. But as I went through this period, which I now call recovery and the ability to heal from what happened to me, I was moving in a new vibration. And all of the things that I had learned about energy, I started to put into practice. And one of the things that I learned was that from one of my teachers is no matter what's going on outside of you, you can always create the way you want to feel and the way you want to be inside yourself. Okay, so, you know, it might be raining out here, but inside you can create a sunny day. You can create good feelings. You can create the way you want your life to be. And that's when I learned one of the most important things that I now teach in energy awareness training, which is life doesn't come to you, it comes from you. Life doesn't come to you, it comes from you. So all the things that are out here are manifested from in here, from internally, from your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. Now, sometimes things happen out here that we have no idea why. I mean, I was flabbergasted. You know, I have this big successful business and it just disappears in the recession. Why? Why'd this happen to me? I didn't know why. You know, things were good and then it went away. Why did it go away? Why do I have to go through this again? Why do I have to suffer? And, you know, my friends here are still doing great. What's that about? Well, when you're energetically aware, you recognize there are always at least two things happening. A lot more than that probably, but at least two things. What we can see and what we can't see. And when your consciousness is directed towards moving in high vibrational energy, even though you're dealing with BS, or even though you got some stuff going on that looks like low vibration energy, you can transform or transmute that energy. Transmutation means taking one substance and shifting it into another substance. In my case, shifting the energies from what I don't want into what I do want. So every day, before I would leave the house, I would have a moment of probably about 10-15 minutes of meditation, of what I call EPR, energetic processing and releasing. And I would just let go of the thoughts. Through the different methods I've developed, I would change the energy of negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative habits. I would transmute that into high vibrational energy. And I would experience feelings, even though out in the world here, there was nothing but struggle and lack and limitation and oppression. I made sure that internally, I was grateful that I was the richest man in the world because I had another day to live, because I was able to, you know, have something to eat, because I live in the United States. I mean, I went through the list every day of at least 10 to 20 things that I'm grateful for. And I lived in that gratitude. I lived in that frequency of all is well, everything is working as it should, have what I need as I need it, and I'm gonna operate from that place. And I had to do that for a few years, not for a few weeks or a few months, for a few years, dealing with adversity, sometimes living, month to month, week to week. How am I gonna, you know, put this? How are we gonna cover this? How are we gonna just, some of you know what I'm talking about. And during that time, I found out that I wasn't alone. I found out that there were hundreds, thousands of people in this city in Southern California who had experienced the same thing, who went upside down financially. And when you go upside down financially, it hits every area of your life. It hits your self-esteem, it affects your relationships, it affects your family, it affects your bottom line, it affects your ability to move and maneuver and go places, etc. Many people were going through that, and I did a program, a 12-step program. You know, normally you think about 12 steps for people recovering from alcohol or drugs or anything, but there's a 12-step program for people who are upside down financially and who have financial stress and are dealing with the stuff that I was going. You've lost your business, or you got some money challenges, or you know, you're unemployed, or whatever it is. And I started working that program. And it was cool because I went to a meeting. I did meetings once a week. And I got into an environment where there were caring and loving people who says, yeah, man, we know what you feel like. It was a support group. And God knows when you're upside down financially, or when your life hits the rocks, God forbid, we need all the support we can get. So I went through this program, and I got what's known as a sponsor. And a sponsor is someone who helps you, you know, who kind of mentors you. Now, I was used to being a mentor, you know, and a teacher and a leader most of my life. But because I was in this particular situation, if you do the program, you have to have a mentor or a sponsor, so to speak. So I had this guy who was a sponsor, and he was a great guy, kind of a no-nonsense, you know, I don't want to hear your bullshit. Here's the program. Here's the way it works. And, you know, he told me, well, you know, I told him a little about who I was. And he goes, it doesn't matter who you were. It matters who you are today, right now, and what are you doing? And I want you to get on track to start earning, to start rebuilding your life mentally, physically, financially, emotionally. Should have said energetically. That's my word. So I said, cool, all right. And we started working the steps. And one of the suggestions that he gave me was to get a God box. He says, do you have a God box? And I go, what's a God box? And he says, a God box is a box where it could be a shoe box, could be any kind of box. And what you do is you have a box and you write down what you want. You write down your pain that you're in, or you write down your hopes and dreams and desires. You write it down and you put it in the box. So here, this is my original God box right here, God box. So, you know, there were times when it didn't look like things were ever gonna change. It looked like this struggle and this hardship was gonna keep going on forever. So I would write notes that say, to God or to the universe or to your subconscious mind, whoever, but to the higher power that said, I intend to be prosperous. I intend to be back on my feet. God help me, show me my defaults, show me my weaknesses, show me where I need to make improvement and help me do that. Deposit, okay? You'd write down, I envision myself, you know, healthy again, emotionally healthy, financially healthy, ask the help of the divine, etc. Put that in the box, okay? Here's another one that said, dear God, make me a channel of your peace, of your light, of your goodness. May I be of service to others. And that's one of the fastest ways to recover. You know, when people study with me and study energy awareness training, one of the ways somebody needs to recover fast, one of the things I tell them to do is what I did, which is I went and started being of service to others. I started because I had energy healing skills, I would do free energy healing clinics for people who would come in and, you know, in that group and in all recovery groups, people are hurting. They got pain and they're going through stuff and they're usually dealing with past, you know, drama, trauma, stories, etc. So I did a lot of service for people, you know, when I had barely two nickels to rub together. And I would keep doing the box. And I kept putting stuff and I would write down stuff like, oh, I have $10,000. Well, let me do the $10,000 thing again. I have $10,000 coming in. I am financially independent, you know. And I was thinking, he would tell me, dream, man, dream. What is it that you want? What do you want to create for yourself? I said, well, kind of love to have my own business. You know, I love helping people and I love making music and I love, doing healing work and energy work and consciousness and I want to be free, you know, and I don't want to be working some, you know, 9-to-5 job where somebody's telling me what to do. I want to have my own gig and I have my own employees and that was about as likely to happen as me winning the Kentucky Derby at that time. Just no freaking way. There's nothing in the universe that would remotely tell me that could happen. So I put it in the box and I put the box away. And what happened during that time was, what I didn't know was the higher power had me go through this particular thing because it was preparing me for the next level of experience and opportunity in my life. And about 4 years passed. It was a 4-year period that I went through. And during that time, I really concentrated on working on myself and clearing my low vibration energy and moving in as high vibration energy as I could. And I took all the things that I had learned over the years and applied it to heal myself, to help myself, to move up. And during that time, man, the ego took a big blow up, because you don't have an ego when you're broke or you don't have any money. You don't have an ego when your business is collapsed, right? I mean, you're eating humble pie, right? And I certainly needed to have many servings of humble pie in my demeanor. So what happened over time is I started using this, the energy information and application and tools, and things started getting better. You know, money started coming in, opportunities started coming in. That I could feel that there was a shift taking place. Of course, it never happens as fast as you want it to, but it does happen. And what I began to see, you know, in the beginning when this thing happened to me, is it was like, you know, something blowing up. You have no, why did this happen? I have no idea why this happened. Maybe it's fate, maybe it's bad luck. Maybe, you know, I'm paying for something in a past life. I don't know. Yeah, I ask myself the question, and I don't know the answer to why this happened. I don't know. But then, you know, as I utilized these tools and I began to recover, I began to see that everything that happened to me happened for a reason. I began to see that what looked like chaos in the third dimensional world was actually perfect symmetry and came together perfectly like a jigsaw puzzle. And I understood why that business had to end. I understood why I had to go through the emotional and energetic hardships. I understood that there was a clearing process that had to take place for me to be able to energetically rise to what I always wanted to do, which is to help people, to be of service, and to connect to the divine. So what happened was, slowly over those 4 years, at the end of those 4 years, all of a sudden, it was like I was put back together. I was put back together, and all the parts that were missing and all the emptiness and I felt and all the sadness and all the why me and all that stuff was gone. And all of a sudden, everything fell into alignment. And again, so I was helping a lot of people at the time, doing a lot of volunteer work, and I would do work by donation, and then all of a sudden things started to happen. I started getting calls and people said, hey, I heard you do this work, hey, can I come see you? And what's energy? What's your energy training? What's this energy awareness training stuff? Does it really work? And I started getting people results, and people would start coming to me that had been down the personal development, you know, merry-go-round, who they'd read hundreds of books or seminars or trainings or sweat lodges or you name it, they've done it. They did it, and their issues were still there, and they still couldn't dump whatever their main issue was. So they came to me and start clearing up just like that. And that's what happens when you're energetically aware. All the stuff that was a big drama and the trauma and it just starts to clear up. Why? Because nothing changes until energy moves. And that's what we do in energy awareness training. We move energy. And that's what I was doing. So when we're in a low vibration energy, when we're not feeling good, when we're depressed, when we're stuck, when things, we're feeling lack or things aren't going the way we want them to, the energy gets stuck. It's the definition of low vibration energy, constricted, hard, stuck, moving down, creating anxiety, stress, worry, separation, lack, all the stuff that we don't want. And what I recognize is that low vibration energy creates more low vibration energy. So if you got anxiety and you're stressed and you're worried, if you don't take yourself out of that direction and immediately change directions, that energy is going to keep pulling you down. It's going to be like a weight that keeps pulling you down. If you're ever around people who are negative or depressed or complaining, all you have to do is hang out with them for 10 minutes and you can start to feel the low vibration energy starting to get to you. You know, their complaints, all this, and you can feel the shift taking place. So one of the things that I teach is stay away from low vibration energy, people, places, and things. And move towards the high vibration energy, which is opportunity, happiness, joy, abundance, blessings, all that good stuff. That's the stuff we want. This is the stuff that we don't want. Unfortunately, the stuff that we want, we have to make an effort. It doesn't come to us. We have to do something for it. The stuff we don't want comes to us. It delivers. You know, that negativity waits for us to wake up in the morning. I remember when I used to wake up, I'd be awake for about 3 seconds and here it comes. Hey, what if this happens? What if, oh my gosh, you don't forget you don't have this, or don't forget you're that. You know, so I wanted to go back to sleep. So energy awareness training is about cleaning and clearing all this low vibration energy so that it leaves, and then accentuating and affirming and expanding your high vibrational energy. So coming back around about manifestation, there's two things happening, as I mentioned before. We are, when I teach, we're energetic beings, and energy is unlimited. Energy has always existed. Energy continues on. It just changes form. So you and I are walking forms of high vibrational energy. And our true nature is unlimited, all possibilities, creative, abundant, blessed. Our natural nature is high vibrational energy. It's the low vibration energy that we got to deal with. We have to deal with both of these energies on planet Earth. Nobody escapes it. We all got to deal with it. And how we deal with it and how aware or not aware creates the quality of our lives. So when people are miserable and unhappy, it's because they're being run by, or they're filled with low vibration energy that runs and controls. See, it works this way. Either you control your energy, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, behaviors, or this low vibration energy controls you. And that's why you get thoughts that you don't want. We have thoughts that torment us or create anxiety or stress or emotions or feelings, or we'll behave in ways that we know that aren't good for us and we do it anyway. That's called self-sabotage. No, doing something you know that's not good for you. Okay, so manifestation. What I want to tell you is, so it's 12 years later when I started, after I started this. And when I used to put my request in the box, you know, sometimes I'd pull them out and I go, now that hasn't happened yet. And that hasn't happened yet. That hasn't happened yet. I don't even know if this stuff works, man. So I just put the, I think one day I got disillusioned with it and I go, you know, I've been doing this box thing here for almost 6 months and none of the stuff that I put in here is manifested. So I guess, you know, I did the box, it doesn't work, put it on the shelf. Forgot about it. So I had a student the other day, we were talking about manifestation. He was asking me about it in terms of energy awareness. And all of a sudden I went, oh, the God box. I think it's around here somewhere. It was stuffed in my closet somewhere. And I got the box out. And I went, well, let's check it out here. After I finished with that student, you know, I teach on Zoom and Skype. That student was in Russia. Was in Kiev, Ukraine, not Russia, Ukraine. Teach students all over the world. So I got the box out, and here's what happened. Are you ready? This happened. 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 That happened. Boom. And what would happen? I am, you know, I would write it, right? I am now financially abundant. Happen. I now have my own business and work when I want. That happened. I am now free to go and travel and attend courses and seminars or vacations anywhere in the world. That happened. I get myself in peak physical shape. I feel great mentally, spiritually, financially, energetically. That happened. That happened. That happened. Guys, when I open this thing 10 years later, everything I wrote down in the box happened. Maybe one thing didn't. I don't know what it was. Maybe I wanted a Ferrari or something that did. But for the most part, the life, the way I feel, the health, mentally, spiritually, energetically, emotionally, it happened. So manifestation does work. But here, but why did this happen? It happened because I completely let go of it. I forgot about it. See, if I was going, when I was actively doing this, and I, I was taking the thing out every week. Did this happen? That hasn't happened yet. Does this thing happen? That hasn't happened yet. That hasn't happened yet. That's a bunch of bullshit. I had something on it. I had an attachment. I had an attachment to things working out, and I had a fear that it wouldn't work out. So when you're attached to stuff, when you need something to happen, when you're needy, when you're desperate, when you're on pins and needles, what kind of energy is this? Here's a quiz for you. What kind of energy is that? Tight, huh? It's low vibration energy. Worried, wondering, needy. Come on. It's low vibration energy. What does low vibration energy create more of? Low vibration energy. And that's what I was creating when I was checking the box every week to see if the stuff is going to work. When I let the thing go, I didn't put any more energy around it. I set my intention, I wrote it down, put it in the box, and let it go. And now I look back on it, it didn't happen as fast as I wanted. Guys, nothing happens as fast as we want it. Hey, if we want to get in shape, takes time. We want to lose weight, takes time. We want to learn a musical instrument, takes time. We want to graduate from school, takes time. You know, you want to have a great relationship with someone and have it work out so that it's long-term, takes time. The stuff that doesn't take any time doesn't last. You know, quick money doesn't last. Quick flings don't last. You know, fad diets don't last. Get rich quick doesn't last. So in terms of energy, low vibration energy, quick hit doesn't last. Long-term quick hit, long-term loss. High vibration energy, gotta put some effort into it. Gotta let go. Gotta discipline yourself to not go overboard. Gotta build a strong foundation. What does that do? It creates long-term success. So if you learn one thing from this video, understand how the energies work. A quick hit usually doesn't last. Something that takes work and effort and concentration and focus and doesn't give an immediate gratification, but long-term, that lasts. And that's what happened here with the God Box. And that's what happened with manifestation. So you are infinitely powerful. You are an energetic being connected to the divine, to unlimited, all possibilities. Whatever you want to have, if you feel stuck in any area of your life, get yourself a God Box. Write down what you want to have happen. And then let it go. Put it in there. Put it in the box. And then put that box somewhere where you won't see it for half a year or a year. And then be prepared to be blown away when you get that thing out there and you look at it. I was blown away the other day, and I wanted to share this with you. This is a video about manifestation, but it's here. Now, does that mean you can't manifest quickly? No, there's no limit. You can manifest quickly. I manifested that $10,000 quickly. Other stuff takes time. Other stuff takes a long time. So in energy awareness training, what we do is constantly we're processing and letting go of any neediness, wanting, lacking, like this. And we just let it go. You've heard that? Let it go. There's a song, let it go. Release it. What does that mean? That means I'm not feeding it any low vibration energy. If you're feeding something low vibration, if I put something in a box here and every day I pull out, okay, did it happen yet? No, shoot, didn't happen yet. Okay, today, did it happen? Didn't happen yet. So what kind of energy is that? It's low vibration energy. What's that gonna create more of? Low vibration energy. However, when I put something in here and I frame it in high vibrational energy. So, you know, when I was visioning the kind of life I wanted, a life of freedom, a life of happiness, a life of abundance, a life of blessing. Great, I put that in there. I feel it, what that would be like, and I imagine what it would be like, and I feel like it. Because you know what? Here's another secret. The mind can't tell the difference. When you create a frequency of abundance, of blessings, of joy, of happiness, the mind can't tell the difference if that's real or it's imagined. It's also the same way with low vibration energy. When if you imagine yourself worried, isn't that what we do? We imagine ourselves, oh my God, what if this happens? Oh, what if this happens? Well, your body can't tell the difference whether that's happened or not. But when you attain that energy frequency, the body will start to react. So if I think, oh, you know, I hope I don't lose everything. Oh, the body goes, oh, we better be prepared to lose things. Or gee, I hope I'm not in danger. Up, danger, watch out. The body reacts to the frequencies that we're in. I'm gonna repeat that. You wanna tattoo that on your wrist or write it down on a board. The body responds to the frequency we're in, good or bad. So most people, because they listen to the low vibration energy, trying to feed them thoughts of it's bad, it's worried, it sucks. If you allow the low vibration energy thought inside, that low vibration energy is gonna create a feeling, which is gonna create an emotion, which is gonna create a behavior, and it's gonna create a direction, a low vibration energy direction that you don't wanna be in. So with the God box, I'm thinking about what I do want every day, and I'm going into the frequency, whether I visualize it, whether I affirm it, whatever it is. It's not just the words. Like, for example, you know, when I say that I'm abundant, it's not like, okay, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, I'm abundant. It's not about the words, it's about the frequency. Remember Tesla said, if you want to know the secrets of how this life works, you'll start to identify things in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. The guy was a genius and he was spot on. You need to go into that frequency, the frequency of having, the frequency of abundance, the frequency of unlimited love and gratitude. That's a frequency. And if you travel in that frequency, you create the internal response inside you to expect, to walk around going, yeah, okay, I'm living in abundance. And you'll recognize abundance everywhere, abundance in air, abundance in friendship, abundance in beauty. And that will be, and what kind of energy is that? High vibration energy. What's that gonna bring more of? High vibration energy. So it's the frequencies that we're in. So this is pretty, gave you a lot in this video. But I'm here to tell you, whatever your dream and your desire is, it's possible if you go after it energetically aware. See, why this stuff didn't happen to me when I read Think and Grow Rich and all that stuff is because I didn't create the frequency around it. You know, I kept saying the words, I'm rich, I'm successful, I'm like this. but I wasn't creating an energetic frequency that went out in the world and attached itself to similar frequencies. Yeah, you've heard the term law of attraction. Well, it's true. There is a law of attraction. There is a law of vibration. There is a law of frequency. And they have a tendency to connect. Low vibration frequencies attract more low vibration frequencies. High vibration energy frequencies attract high vibration energy frequencies. That's true. We were just never taught how this stuff works. And through trial and error over 20 years, I learned how it works. And I applied it to my own life to heal myself and to get myself from where I didn't want to be to where I want to be and allow that to expand. And now I help others do the same. And what's cool about this is that when you're in high vibration energy, there's no limit to what you can have, no limit to what you can do or what you can be. How cool is that? So you're unlimited. I encourage you to really utilize the information in this video. Create a God box. Start putting your stuff in there. Hey, you know, this is life. We're not a dress rehearsal. Life isn't a dress rehearsal. This is real life. So start right now creating the life that you want and using the energetic tools that I'm teaching you. Because if you do, you'll have a fabulous life and you'll feel great and you'll be filled with love and high vibration energy and you'll make the world a better place. All right? Hope this helped you. This is Glenn. Lots of love. Bye for now.
Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, head to energyawarenesssecret.com. Not secrets, it's singular, not plural. Energyawarenesssecret.com. We put together a massive 30% off package for you guys. All of our courses are 30% off. So if you enjoyed this episode and the content, the information resonated with you, head to energyawarenesssecret.com and pick up one of the courses. If you haven't worked with Glenn before, if you're new to energy awareness training, then I encourage you to pick up level one. That is everything you need to know to get started and go down your path, your journey of healing and recovery and mastering your energy so you can be way more, proactive and efficient in your career, the amount of money you're making, your relationships, and most importantly, your happiness. So once again, energyawarenesssecret.com. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. See you in the next one.